As we come to Psalm 119, we now work on the 8 verses that begin with Dalet in Hebrew. Verse 25 reads, Davaka le'afar navshi, chayeni kidvarecha. My soul cleaves to the dust, quicken me according to your word. Davaka is a cow perfect third feminine singular from davak. It is interesting, the same word is used of husband and wives cleaving to each other in marriage. And so he is saying, my soul cleaves to the dust because of my humanness. I'm sunk down with grief and sadness. Notice, le'afar, le is the preposition to, and afar is the noun that means dust. And nafshi is from nefesh, again, a noun. Notice nafsh is in construct with e, the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So, my soul cleaves to the dust, chayeni, kidvarecha, quicken me according to your word. Chayeni is from the root chaya, to quicken. Notice it's a PL imperative, second masculine singular, with the pronominal suffix in the hirik yod, first common singular. And so the pathak and the doubling of the yod gives it away as a PL. So, PL again, PL imperative, second masculine singular from Chaya. So, quicken me according to your word. Ke is the inseparable preposition as or according to. And notice, Devarecha is from the root davar, a noun meaning word, and cha is the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, with the hinge and the segol under the resh. So quicken me according to your word. God's word is to quicken the psalmist. He's asking for that, to revive him, to give life to him. And certainly, one of the exciting things about the Word of God, as we meditate in it, is that it does give life to us. It quickens us. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, but at the same time, it's life-giving. And so this is the point that the psalmist is making. As we feel crushed sometimes with certain burdens and troubles or fears, it's good to know that the Word of God will give quickening to us. Then verse 26, the second Dalet, Derachai siparti v'ta'aneni lamadeni chukecha. My ways, literally, I have told, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Notice that derachai is from the noun derek, meaning way, and the I ending is the pronominal suffix, first common singular, that's put on plural nouns. So derach is in construct with I. So the ways of me, or my ways, siparti. Notice siparti, I have told or I have rehearsed to you, is from safar, to tell or narrate. And notice it has an I followed by a doubling of the middle radical, the hirik under the samik. So we have a PL perfect, first common singular. Notice the T gives it away as a suffix, first common singular, from safar. So, I told my ways, and you answered me. Notice va is just the conjunction and. Ta aneni is from the root ana, to answer. It is the cow imperfect, second masculine singular from ana. And notice the ain is a hinge, and the e is a pronominal suffix, first person singular. So, I told you my ways, and you answered me. Teach me, lamadeini, chukecha, teach me your statutes. Notice, lamadeini is from the root lamad, to learn. In the PL here, it means to teach. And notice it's a PL imperfect, second masculine singular from lamad, again followed by the pronominal suffix in the E, first person singular. So teach me chukecha, your statutes. Notice chukecha is from the noun chuk, or chok, meaning statute. And hukecha, is in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So teach me your statutes, the carved statutes that you have written that are permanent. Teach me these. Notice he wants to understand and be taught by the Lord. And he's made known to him all of his ways. All of his petitions have been offered to him. And so he wants the Lord to give him a complete knowledge of his statutes. That should be our desire. We are to tell the Lord any troubles that we might have or whatever needs that we have. But the ultimate, and to know that he will answer us. And the ultimate goal is that we want to be taught his statutes. One of the most important things that we as believers in Jesus Christ can do is to search the scriptures to understand his word and what his statutes are. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so our desire should be to want to know what he has taught and what the Word of God teaches and obey it. In verse 27, the psalmist continues, Derek pekudecha havineni v'asicha benifla otecha. Make known or cause me to understand the way of your precepts, that I may meditate. Beautiful thought here. Reflect upon or meditate on your wonderful deeds or wonderful works. Notice derek is just the noun, masculine singular, way, and it is in construct with pikudecha. Pikud means precepts. That which the Lord has taught for his people to respond to and obey. Notice pikud in the segol yod is a plural noun in construct again with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So the way of your precepts, havineni, cause me to understand. The root is from being a middle weak verb, a biradical root, to understand. Notice the hay here identifies it as a hifil, and so it is a hifil imperative, second masculine singular from being, to understand. And again, ain is a hinge that then has e, which is your pronominal suffix, first common singular. So, cause me to understand the way of your precepts, that I might asicha. Interesting word, means to reflect upon, to meditate upon. It's from sicha, to to meditate, that I may meditate. Notice it's just your tau imperfect, first common singular, emphatic with the ha, from siha, to meditate. And the vav here is probably a vav of purpose, that I might meditate in, be is the preposition, in, and then nifla utecha is from nifla a, and notice the od is showing that it is a feminine plural noun, and it's in construct with cha, in the at the with the suffix, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So cause me to understand the way of your precepts. In other words, the way that I need to live in accordance with them, that I might meditate, think about your wonderful works. And here, the wonderful works, probably look at the wonderful things the Lord has done. In the Hebrew culture, we'd be talking about the deliverance from Egypt, all the different things that the Lord accomplished, as well as the wonderful works done to the psalmist. And we today, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, can talk about the wonderful works that the Lord has accomplished for us. Those works especially seen in Jesus Christ and what He has accomplished for us in His death and resurrection, making us heirs and joint heirs with Him. And we need to then meditate on these wonderful works, and by such meditation, want to do His precepts and obey Him. Then in verse 28, the psalmist continues, Dalafa nafshi mit tuga, kayameini kidvarecha. My soul drips, literally. We probably need to translate this as melts from heaviness. Establish me or sustain me according to your word. Notice, delafa is from delaf, to drop or drip, and probably here meaning to melt. And so my soul melts away. We're probably looking at his crying and the soul, the dropping of his tears. Notice, nafshi is from nefesh. It's a noun, masculine singular, with the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So my soul melts away because of. The mem here is probably a causal use of the mem. Notice the min, the noon of it, from, has gone into the top, causing the doggish forte, and hence we don't see it by assimilation. It probably has assimilated into the top. And tuga means heaviness. And so my soul melts away because of heaviness. Looking at perhaps grief that his soul is experiencing. Kayameini kidvarecha. Sustain me according to your word. Kayameini is from the root kum, a middle weak verb. Notice the pathak under the kof, and the doubling of the yod shows that we are looking at a PL use of that verb. Because in the PL, we see that yod appearing. And so, kayameini, it's just a PL imperative, second masculine singular, again with the E, pronominal suffix, first common singular. So, sustain me according to your word. Notice ke, again, is a preposition according to. And devarecha from devar, meaning word, is in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So because of his sadness and his grief, his soul is crying out, dropping tears, as it were. And he then asks the Lord to sustain him, to let him have support. And that comes according to your word. The word of God is what sustains us in the heavy times of life. We need to go to the word for comfort and for that sustaining power that only God's word can give. And so he is saying, sustain me according to your word, because I'm going through heavy sorrow. And then, in verse 29, the Dalet continues, Derek Sheker Haser Memeni V'toratacha Chaneni. Remove from me the way of lying, or the way of falsehood, and give me with grace your Torah. Give favor to me, Hanan, by means of your Torah. Notice, Derek is again just the noun masculine singular, and Sheker is a noun meaning falsehood. And the two nouns are in construct with each other. So the way of falsehood, haser memeni, remove from me. Haser is from the root sur, a middle weak root. And notice the he and the e vowel, the tseri, is indicative of a hifil imperative, second masculine singular, from sur. So the way of falsehood, basically he's saying, remove, take away, mimeni, from me, min meni. Notice the noon of the min has assimilated into the second mim. N is simply a hinge, and E is just your pronominal suffix, first common singular. So the way of falsehood, remove from me, and your Torah, literally, grant to me in a gracious way. Favor me with your Torah. Notice, v'toratacha, and ve is just your conjunction, and toratacha is the noun from Torah. And notice Torah becomes Torat in construct with the pronominal suffix ha again, second masculine singular. And so your Torah, or your instruction, chaneni, favor me with it, from chanan. And notice chanan, chaneni, is a PL imperative, second masculine singular from Hanan, and the E is the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So, favor me is really what he's saying. Cause me to be favored with your Torah. And then he goes on. I might just pause here to say that he first of all wants every way of falsehood to be removed, and he wants the Lord to sustain him in his Torah. I said that Chaneni was a PL, however, it is simply a cow. Imperative, second masculine singular, from Hanan. And the final noon has of the root has assimilated by reverse assimilation back into the noon, and that accounts for the doggish forte there. So haneni, and the ain is just your, again, your hinge leading to e, the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So I needed to correct that particular form. So your law sustain me, or grant me your law with graciousness. And then in verse 30, derek amuna v'charti, mishpatecha shiviti, the way of faithfulness I have chosen, your ordinances I have set before me. Again, notice derek is just your noun, masculine singular, in construct with emuna, meaning faithfulness. I've determined to be faithful, he's saying, to your way. And vacharti is the cow perfect first common singular with the T suffix from bachar, to choose. So I have chosen the way of faithfulness, your ordinances, therefore. Mishpat means a judgment or an ordinance. And notice the A makes it a plural noun in construct with ha again. So your ordinances have I set, and we must supply something like before me. Notice Shiva is the PL, a perfect first common singular with the T suffix from Shava, to set before oneself. And so your ordinances I have set before me. It's a choice that we make to choose to put the way of the Lord and the way of faithfulness in contrast to the false way. And he's saying that I have really set the Lord's ordinances before me. I constantly keep them in the center of my vision. One of the most important things we can do as believers in Jesus Christ is to focus on the Word and what He has taught through the Word, to keep our eyes there, to keep our focus there. And this is what the psalmist is saying. So I've set before me your judgments that I might always keep reminding myself of them in my mental vision. Then as he moves on in 31, he says, Davakti ve'edotecha, Adonai al tevisheni. Notice, I cleave to your testimonies, edotecha. Davakti is from davak, to cleave. It's the same word again that's used of cleaving husband and wife to one another in Genesis chapter 2. And so it's just your cal perfect first common singular from davak with the suffix t. So I cleave ve'edotecha, unto your testimonies. Edotecha is from eda, meaning testimony. Notice the ot is the sign of the feminine plural noun in construct with the tser yod in construct with ha. And so it would be your, the testimonies of you, or your testimonies. So I cleave unto your testimonies, O Lord. And here is like a vocative of address. O Lord, al tevisheni, do not put me to shame. Al is the negative particle not, and tavisheni or tevisheni is from the root bush, to put to shame. And notice it's simply a cal imperfect second masculine singular from that root bush with the pronominal suffix first common singular e. So, O Lord, do not put me to shame. Notice his request is, I cleave unto your testimonies. I hold fast to them. So do not put me to shame. Keep me from any type of shame. Show me your testimonies, and I want to obey them and not bring shame by any kind of disobedience that I might do. So I cleave to your testimony. O Lord, do not put me to shame. Help me to have a shameless life as I follow you, the psalmist is saying, as I follow your testimonies. And then, finally, the last Dalet is in verse 32. Derek mitzvotecha arutz ki tarhiv libi. The way of your commandments. Mitzvah meaning commandment. And notice mitzvot is the noun, feminine plural with the od ending. And then that's in construct with the segol yod, with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So the two nouns in construct would be the way of your commandments. I run. Arutz is from the root, roots, to run. It's a middle weak verb with the middle consonant changing to a shurik. And notice we have a cal imperfect first common singular from roots. So the way of your commandments, I run. For, ki is just your conjunction, tarchiv libi, you cause my heart to be enlarged. Notice tarchiv is from the root rachav, to enlarge. It is a hifil, imperfect, second masculine singular. Notice the AI vowel pattern, the pathak under the tav and the hirik yod. And libi is from the noun meaning heart, lev, and it's in construct with e, the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So what a beautiful verse. I run the way of your commandments. In other words, I run to do your commandments. That's the way I hastily do it. He wants to take pleasure in it. He runs to do it. For you have enlarged my heart. You have made my heart large so that it's not crowded with a lot of other things that deplete my energy and goal to run in the way of your commandments. We need to take away all of the things that can cause our way to be cluttered, our heart to be cluttered. So he's saying, you've opened up, you've enlarged my heart, and therefore I want to run in the way of your commandments. It is interesting that in Pirkei Avot, in the Mishnah, there is a similar type of application, that it reads something like this: run to do even a very slight precept, and be as fleet as a deer to do the will of your Father who is in heaven. This is from Pirkei Avot in the Mishnah. And how true that is. We need to want to run to do the commandment of the Lord with all of our heart, soul, and mind. And I think that goes back to the first commandment, v'ahavta et Adonai v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'eldecha. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And so as we look at this great verse, one of the things we want to ask the Lord is to remove all the things that would clutter our heart and enlarge our heart, take away any type of restriction that would cause us not to have an enlarged mind to take in your word, and help us then to want to do it, to run to do it, that is our desire and our will, just like a deer running. That's the way we're to be in order to do the will of our Lord. And what a beautiful, beautiful conclusion in this last use of the Dalet in Psalm 119, verse 32.